Sky Sports Radio from Racing and Sports. Gary Crisp joining me now. Afternoon, Gary.
Yeah, g'day, Sean. How's it going?
Good. Well, take a look, first of all, at Royal Randwick on Saturday. We just spoke with Mark Van Gestel. He said Yankee Rose, very impressive for him, and obviously you'd feel the same way.
Look, obviously the first filly to win this race, so that's a feather in her cap for sure, and a few good ones have tried. So, she did very well there on Saturday. We've got her still running below her best form at two. She's got time for running 115 after Saturday. She's still a few pounds shy of what she did when she won the ATC size Produce Tax. So I think clearly there's more improvement to come with her, but very impressive. Swear also, I think, was a horse to take out of the race. He's only had his four race starts and continued to progress each time. And he sits for the time for a rate of 118 after Saturday. So he's not far off that group of three-year-olds rated 120 or higher. So perhaps he might head down to Melbourne and be competitive down there.
Now, Dixie Blossoms was a nice win in the Angst.
Yeah, she's been knocking on the door, hasn't she, Sean? And look, she's another impressive, improving, lightly raced horse. She's only had a handful of starts and the fourth run back there on Saturday and got the Group 3 win, which is good for connections, and also went to a new peak rating of 110, which as far as the historical side of the race is concerned is, fits pretty nicely with the five-year winning average. So she's on song, and if she does go to Melbourne for races like the Matriarch, and this race has always been a good lead-up for that. So it'd be interesting to see if Ronnie does take it down there for that race.
Anything else catch your eye on Saturday?
Oh, look, I thought in race two, Nick Lance was very impressive. He's only relatively lightly raced horse and has form around Capitalist and Astern at two, and he's obviously starting now to put that together. He's obviously been given time to mature and develop, and he's strung together two wins now, 1,100 metre maiden, two back, and then on Saturday the benchmark 70, where he ran them into the ground and ran very good time figures on the clock to match his time form rating of 109. So he's a horse, in our opinion, that's well worth following.
Louisa, the two-year-old, the one the first, did it quite comfortably.
Yeah, was very, very quick away and very nippy there over the 1,000 metres, and also ran a time form rating of 99. For this race is on debut. Any horse that runs a time form rating of 100 on debut is worth watching. And she's gone 99, close to that mark, and a figure that's also supported by the time figure in the race. So she's not only run it on a form angle, but also on the clock. So, and I think Showtime, will take plenty of improvement out of the race as well.
Now, Caulfield, big day there, and a lot of black type races. We'll start off with race one, the Babies, Wait for No One, and that got the money for the Hayes Dabbit in camp.
Yeah, again, an impressive performance there, all debutants, and we've got him running a figure of 106 on debut, which, as I said before, that's quite a good number on debut, and it'll be interesting to see just where he does go now. And of course, the runner-up spoils the filly ran well as well, so both those horses, obviously will improve, as will some of the others behind them, but we'll be interesting to see just where they do go and how much improvement they make this time in.
All right, a sign. What did you take away from that Herbert Power?
A pretty low rating one as far as we're concerned, Sean. This horse has only had three starts this time in his third win in Australia. Obviously, before he came here, he was an Irish-trained horse by Aidan O'Brien, and he had won over 2,400 metres there at the Curragh and returned a time form figure on that day of 102, which is exactly what he ran to on Saturday, 102. So right now we have him pegged about that level, which he's got to find several pounds if he wants to be competitive in the big features. But having said that, there's probably another race for him somewhere in the weeks ahead.
All right. The Hayes Dabbit in camp had a good day here. The Champ winning the Thoroughbred Club Stakes, just beating My Country.
Yeah, she's won two or three now and had no luck there first up at Mooney Valley. And obviously took a lot of improvement out of that race and won with authority there on Saturday. And again, another good performance against the clock, which is very important to me in these early races in their campaign. So she's certainly going the right way. I wouldn't be surprised if she took another jump next time we see her. The second and third horses, My Country, Modern Wonder, both ran to form on our figures, so which adds a lot of merit to the winner's performance.
Chetwood, seven starts, five wins, two-thirds. I think it is now. It's just flying.
Yeah, he certainly had the gun run there on Saturday, unbeaten and four runs back. And he's progressed from 102 time form rating on first up at Canterbury to 117 now. So he's run 15 pounds, which is roughly about five lengths improvement in that time. So he's certainly going the right way. You know, it wasn't an overly strong field he dealt with there on Saturday, but he can only win, and he did that comfortably, and he'll obviously take another step up in grade. But I'd say he can still improve a little bit more, Sean, even though he has improved so much this campaign.
Scheidel, gee, an honest horse, isn't it?
Yeah, look, she has been racing and rating very strongly on our numbers. She's around about that 110, 112 mark, which made her very well placed there on Saturday, and with no surprises there, heavily backed and get the money. So, but she's always honest, and she's always around the money. Therefore, that sort of horse is always good for the punters to follow.
Now, when you look at the times, the sectionals, Winx has run quicker than all the sprinters the last 600, 33.75.
Yeah, I think that's right. And we've done our sectional split analysis here in the office, and we can see her running basically equivalent to a 128 time form rating, which is where she sits at a current peak. And she's got more up her sleeve. So I think we'll see a pretty dynamic performance coming up in that cock plate with, given luck and running and all those things that you need. But certainly she's going the right way, ready to, record a new career peak at the Cox Plate. Blackheart Bart ran 126, which is basically where he sits right now. And clearly she had his measure there, and it won't be as easy to run 2,000 in the Cox Plate, which may be a problem for Blackheart Bart. But certainly, I think all honours with winners Winks, and we're going to see a good performance in 2 weeks' time.
Global Glamour, just going the right way about things, isn't she? Great win in the 1,000 guineas.
Yeah, well, look, she was very good on De Beers, We had a very high figure on her on De Beers. She ran 106 time form rating. Not many horses do that in the maiden, and she did that. And obviously now Gage put the polish on her at 3, and she's really starting to mature. 2 wins there at Group 1 level. And we've got her running 116, which is similar sort of numbers to Guelph when she won this double. But not many horses won this double. She was only 3, I think, in 30 years have won the Flight Stakes and 1,000 Guineas double. So she's in pretty elite company, and she's only 5 starts into her career. So you've got to think that there's further in store for her.
Mm. Now, the Caulfield Guineas, Divine Prophet, the Hawks camp, Team Hawks, got the money narrowly over Seaburge.
Yeah, look, I think it's a good race. In terms of historical analysis, probably 2 or 3 pounds below the 5-year winning average of this race, but certainly Divine Prophet always showed a lot of potential, and a beautiful ride there by Dwayne John on Saturday to get some money. And we've got him running the same figure as he ran in the Sandbox, 121 time form rating here, which was good enough to get the job done. The winner up, Seaburge, is progressive nicely. The size winner at Flemington last campaign at 2. But certainly this is his first glimpse of any form this preparation, and he sits the time from running at 120 as well, and I think he's a bit underestimated, this horse. I think he might surprise a few people going forward, and of course Hey Doc, third and impending, didn't have a lot of luck being trapped off the track wide, and I wouldn't dismiss Sacred Elixir either. I don't think he had things go his way, and nor did the other Sydney horse Good Standing. So there might be a few horses out of this race to come forward in coming weeks, and of course Stacey Bond was a pretty eye-catching performance as well at Big Odds, so it remains to be seen whether he can produce that form next start. But a lot to take from this race, Sean.
With Gary Crisp from Racing and Sports, the Toorak Handicap, he's how Rocky got there in a tight finish.
He sure did. I mean, he's certainly running this campaign, he's unbeaten, and we did put a very high figure on him last start at Caulfield when he won over 1,400 and opened a handicap at times from running over 120, which is pretty unusual for a handicap winner, but he certainly that day was very strong, and we saw him run to that figure on Saturday with another strong performance. And I thought he probably, when he got out in Australia, he was going to run past them, but then looked a bit dour, so maybe 2,000 metres will suit him even better than the 1,600. So but certainly a horse that's destined for better things. I think he's been very well placed by the Hayes stable. Great esteem has run to his number in his last couple of starts around the 110 level. So he's a very good benchmark horse to tie this race in with Sydney and Melbourne. So pretty confident about he's our Rocky's figure. And Tabachi didn't have a lot of luck. He's run some very good races lately, and I wouldn't be surprised if there was a race for him shortly. I think the Sydney Horse Canada Attack probably just had a little trouble with the 1,600 metres. I wouldn't give up on him just yet. There's probably a win somewhere in him. And the same with Bonorum. I think probably 1,600 found him out.
All right. And the Scalacci appropriately won by Star Turn.
Yeah, look, as you know, we've had a pretty big rap on these great three-year-olds, particularly the sprinters, since the season started, and this guy's, you know, lived right up to that performance here with a you know, pretty dominant performance. He's over-raced, he's done a few things wrong, and yet he's still gapped them in the straight. So, I mean, when he lines up again with some of the, you know, the better horses like the Stern and so forth in the Coolmore, it's going to be one heck of a race. And I think that, you know, a couple of them might target the Darley Classic maybe rather than the Coolmore. The competition could be that hot. But he's a very promising horse, obviously, and going from strength to strength. And Malaguerre having a first run for the Gold Gators boys was very good there. First up, running 116, about 5 pounds below his peak performance from last year. But, yeah, the winner was certainly, you know, impressive there, Sean.
Mm. What took your eye, I suppose, as I said, leaving out Winx, what took your eye as most impressive performance in the day?
Look, I think Star Turn was terrific, but I think from a future point of view, for one for the punters, I think Nicol Anson's getting there, I think the horse to follow.
All right, good on you. Mm. Gary, good to catch up. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too, Sean. Good on
Gary Crisp joining us there.